Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 30th of December, and in studio are Andrea and some children. Right now it's cloudy with 22 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is a chance of a thunderstorm with overcast and a temperature range from low 24 to high 26 degrees Celsius. Wind is supposed to be blowing from north-northeast with 18 kilometers per hour, and we will have 30% chance of precipitation. Moon is waning crescent and 29% of it is illuminated. Orville Market will be held tomorrow instead on Saturday in front of Solar Kitchen at usual timings. And here is an excerpt of interview with Isabel, one of the founders of it 3 years ago. So the market is every Saturday?
Yes. We started in December with some small special markets because of the holidays. So the next one will be exceptionally on a Friday, now Friday 31st of December. But from January on, we will have the market every Saturday morning. And we hope to do it until the Earth Day, which will be on the 22nd of April.
This Friday is going to be special with something? Any special offer?
Not really, we will see. Yeah, we have at the foodling table, we will have a fresh pesto from Pierre. He's doing the pesto with the basil from Buddha Garden, the cashew nuts from Siddhartha Farm, so it's almost 100% Auroville pesto. And then we will have Ilona. She's a new farmer, and she will bring some pickles, cucumber pickles, also made homemade, and she grew the cucumber, so she can explain also how to grow the cucumber and make the pickles, everything. And otherwise all the people which are usually coming, like the EM and Colors of Nature, Kofpu, Jagran will come, Nandita with the vegan cheese.
Any cakes for the New Year's Eve?
No, it's not planned, but maybe I should call naturellement if there are some cakes. I still have a few days, maybe I can sit with them.
Yesterday, the Twilight Den, a festival of short films, opened at Bharat Nivas in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium. And here's the excerpt of Esther Short's discussion on topic of emerging trends and changes in media.
Cinema and the making of whatever, cinema or wiki cinema, is slowly going to move towards the telecom sector, the information technology sector. They are going to become the primary players. And not the projectors, not the auditoriums anymore. That is going to be the new auditorium. The mobile phone is going to be the new auditorium. Where you can make a film sitting here in Auroville, and somebody sitting in the London tube is going to be sitting and watching it, you know, and downloading it. And that's where the idea of the short film comes in. At the moment, the short film looks like a logistical necessity. It may not be the only way in the future, but at the moment it becomes a logistical necessity, because, you know, if you are addressing a mobile phone, an audience is on the mobile phone, we are at the moment presuming that he or she will have probably 5 minutes attention span to watch it. After that, they'll get busy, there'll be a phone call which will come, they'll have to text a message, because it's a multi-purpose thing. They might go into other modes. But the short film on the mobile phone, at the beginning it will be like one of the stories that we are watching it, but where it will go, where it will have to move forward very quickly, that it has to become interactive.
Tonight we can follow the Twilight 10 at 5:30 with a panel discussion, and at 7:30 with screenings of short films. And tonight we can see short films winning awards for technical excellence at Twilight and screening of The Little Terrorist, internationally acclaimed and award-winning shorts. And on Saturday, in connection to this event, at 7:30 p.m. also at Bharat Nivas, there would be screening of 5 short films from students of National High Institute for the Performing Arts in Brussels, in Belgium. If you miss it or you would like to enjoy once more, tonight at 7 p.m. at Arca Library is a chance to see The Last Time Goldilocks, a delightful tale for children from 3 to 9 years old and for puppet theatre fairy tale lovers. Plays presented by Kekla from Holland. At Pitanga on Sunday, 2nd of January at 5 p.m., we are all invited to a Western music recital with a guest artist Akim and Julian from Germany on flute and Pushkar on piano. Tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. at the Visitor Center, Mohana Cultural Center is organizing fundraising performance. The purpose of the event is to raise funds for a performance at the International Theatre Festival in Thailand. Mohanam's youth performance group has been invited to perform at the festival from January 20th to 30th in 2011. This is the first opportunity of this kind for talented and Tamil youth. Tomorrow night, we will enjoy traditional and creative dances and music of Mohanam Sound Crew for a good cause. When you are conscious of the whole world at the same time, then you can become conscious of the divine, was a New Year message of the Mother in 1973. And meditation on 1st of January 2011 will be at 6 a.m. in the amphitheater of the Matri Mandir. They are asking us to be seated well before 6 a.m. and to help maintain an atmosphere of silence and concentration. In the afternoon, at 5 p.m., we are prepared New Year musical offering with bells named Greeting the Oneness at the Matri Mandir Amphitheater. On subject of peace, the mother wrote, amongst the others, "In the very depths of your being, deep within your breast, the divine presence is always there, luminous and peaceful, full of love and wisdom. It is there so that you may unite with it, and it may transform you into a luminous and radiant consciousness. Together you and I shall try to silence all the external noise on the surface of your being, so that in silence and peace you may unite with this inner glory. Then that day will become the day of your new birth." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.